It's 5:44, and you're tuned to All Things Considered here on 90.1 WABE. Jim Burris with you on this Monday afternoon. Dennis O'Hare returns tomorrow. Well, how do you stack up against the average Atlantan, and can that person even be defined? Well, each year the U.S. Census compiles exhaustive data into the American Community Survey. That compilation includes all kinds of categories, but we picked three: average income, average commute, and healthcare coverage. So let's start with the pay. During lunch today, I put on the spot.
Hi, my name is Cameron Ames. I am a bartender at Cafe 640.
So do you believe that the average Atlanta household income went up, down, or stayed the same, and why?
Just based on more financial stability and sort of optimistic signs like that, I would say that I feel it's probably gone up.
Well, the survey says $52,639 in 2011. That was the average pay. $54,628 in 2012 per household. That's an increase of about 3.5%. So before you get too excited about all that extra money, consider where we were pre-recession. We're talking 2007.
My name is Ed Welnick. I'm chief of the Income Statistics Division.
Ed is one of the data crunchers with the Census Department, and his news, not great.
Income is down. It's down in the Atlanta area, it was down in the Georgia state, and it's down nationally as well.
In 2007 figures, average income was, get this, $63,000, so we still have a long ways to go. The poverty rate, though, remains steady at about 17%. Well, there's a good chance you're listening right now in your car. And remember back to the big bust circa 2008 when gas shot up and people were looking for anything but a car to get around in? Suddenly, scooters and MARTA were all the rage. So what about Atlanta's latest commuting habits? The survey says on that one.
The status quo appears to be returning after having several years of economic downturn.
Brian Carr is a spokesman with the Clean Air Campaign. He looked at the census transit data and found more of us are working now. That's good. But it also means more of us are commuting. So from his standpoint, that's not necessarily a good thing.
That the number of people driving alone continues to remain at a very high level in this region. And the number of people using alternatives has stayed very flat.
Most of us actually live in one county and commute 30 minutes to work in another. Well, all that traffic is enough to make your head spin. If that actually happens, as in literally your head spins, you might want to see an exorcist, but maybe a doctor too. In that case, health insurance would be a really good thing to have. So how many of us have health coverage? My colleague Martha Dalton helped me out with this one. She asked Georgia State student Ian Stewart whether more Atlantans had coverage, if fewer did, or if that rate stayed about the same.
Pretty much, I feel like most people don't really know about our healthcare laws right now, so I feel like because of that, people aren't even getting into it.
Well, the Census Department's Ed Welnick agreed that next year's report will likely fluctuate because of the Affordable Care Act. But for 2012, health insurance coverage actually did increase.
Just over 18% of the population of Atlanta lacked health insurance coverage. Neither the income nor the poverty estimates were different from 2011, while those lacking health insurance declined from under 20%.
So where do you fit? Are you the average Atlantan? Tweet us at WABE News or leave us a comment at facebook.com/WABE.